This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. What's next after the U.S. military strikes on Iran? Vice President J.D. Vance says
the president has been very clear that we are not interested in protracted conflicts in the Middle East, but there's a question about how do you achieve peace, and we believe the way that you achieve peace is through strength.
He tells ABC's This Week the U.S. is not interested in regime change in Iran, but Jim Himes, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says
if you look at the history of our military involvements in the region, they almost never end with the best case scenario. In fact, they usually end in something approximating the worst case scenario.
The U.S. struck three Iranian nuclear sites, and President Trump, in making the announcement, said
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
The U.S. dropped 14 bunker buster bombs. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A new effort is helping Wisconsin farmers protect water quality in their communities. Judith Ruiz Branch has more.
A joint effort is helping Wisconsin farmers protect water quality in their communities by learning more about how to prevent manure and fertilizer spills and runoff. The Nutrient Management Farmer Education Program is a collaboration across six counties in northern Wisconsin with partners from the University of Wisconsin, technical colleges, and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It helps farmers properly manage manure and fertilizer applications to optimize crop growth while protecting water sources. Athens dairy farmer Wayne Gajewski says one of the biggest benefits is the collaborative aspect where farmers learn as much from the instructors as they do from each other.
I think it's a win-win. It's good for farmers, it's good for the environment, and it's good for the public in general because farmers are trying to be as efficient as they can and without polluting or doing any harm to the environment.
State law requires farmers to develop and follow nutrient management plans to minimize their environmental impact. Gajewski says the training enables them to create these plans independently, reducing reliance on potentially costly external services. Kirk Langfoss is a conservation analyst with Marathon County. He says the grants allow them to offer incentives to farmers and help cover their tuition.
They can get up to $750 reimbursement on soil testing. They can get payments to do manure testing. They commit to between 8 and 12 hours a year when they come to the class, so it reimburses them for their time.
Agriculture spills have been prevalent across Wisconsin, with one reported last month in Monroe County. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Another setback for Garrett Mitchell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell injured his shoulder sliding into base Friday night in Nashville. That's the same shoulder he had surgery on. Garrett Mitchell will now have to undergo more testing. The Brewers wrapping up their series in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Pirates. The Brewers winning a shutout yesterday, 9-0 in Minnesota. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, it's all predicated on a lot of things falling into place. We don't have any special sauce. We understand how we have to play, and when we do it, we're pretty good.
Girls high school soccer, the Muskegon Warriors beat Madison West 3-0 in a shutout in overtime to win the WIAA Division I state title for the fourth year in a row. In Division II, Brookfield Central defeated Pewaukee 2-1. And in Division III, Catholic Memorial over Edgewood 4-2 to win their 12th state championship in program history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory remains in effect for your Sunday with plentiful sunshine and plenty of heat. Highs in the upper 90s that will challenge record highs. Worst of all, the humidity on top of that, making it feel like 110 in the afternoon. It's 87 at our studios.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome the Green Bay Automobile Gallery's Daryl Burnett. And we rank our all-time favorite summer blockbuster movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, what's all this about a June bride? And why June?
To be here for a whole week, and I have what I think is a wonderful idea.
Why don't you go over to the hotel and take a nice cold shower? That's your usual reaction to a crisis, isn't it? Simply walk away and let someone else clean up the mess you've made.
I'm just trying to get out from underneath this labor versus management relationship of ours. Every time I get affectionate with you, I feel as if I was snuggling up to the Taft-Hartley bill.
Here's Howard Keel and Jane Powell from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers on MGM.
Oh, they say when you marry in June, you're a bride all your life. And the bridegroom who marries in June gets a sweetheart for a wife. But the June bride hears the song of a spring that lasts all summer long. By the light of the silvery moon, home you ride, side by side, with the echo of Mendelssohn's tune in your hearts as you ride.
Church is full of flowers, bridal showers are passé.
The groom's waiting at the altar, here comes the bride. They're each promising to love and obey. Best man is celebrating, every bridesmaid waiting just to see which one of them will catch the wedding bouquet.
Thank you.
Johnny Paul, Gene Mercer. No, wait a minute, the other way around. There, Gene DePaul, Johnny Mercer. Howard Keel. He's from Illinois, Howard. His real name is Howard Leek, L-E-E-K. Spelled it backwards. That'd look better on the marquee.
And here's Gordon McRae. Thank you, Jimmy.
June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes and the romping river pushes every little wheel that wheels beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging.
Oh, we lost our signal. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, yeah, that trailer from June Bride, Robert Montgomery, and Betty Davis. I'm not familiar with that picture. Warner Brothers, I know. Let's play some wedding songs for June.
Nice, I'll buy this.
It comes in several sizes, madam.
I'll take the economy package. Don't bother.
Cloudy morning, dark as night, tops of buildings lost from sight, a sign of spring was nowhere to be seen. The trees in Central Park were anything but green. Tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be a lovely day. Tops of buildings reappeared. Then suddenly I saw you come my way. And I knew that this would be. Oh!
cloudy morning. Then it suddenly cleared.
Tony Bennett with George Calandrelli.
You appeared.
Joe McCarthy wrote that. No, not that Joe McCarthy. Patty Page, quite a history in Kenosha. Big hit for Patty, 52.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness. I uttered a sigh, whispered goodbye, goodbye to my happiness. Your mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you.
Smile, Your father was Lord Ed too. Oh, what a mess. He dragged your bouquet the rest of the way, and then he went back and dragged you. Your mother was laughing, your father was laughing, and I was to we all had hysterics at last we got rid of you.
Thank you.
now Giselle McKenzie.
It's delightful to be married, to be married. When we older grew and bolder, first a little while we tarried. But I missed you, I was lonely, for I loved you, oh, I loved you only. You were then my schoolboy lover,
and I was your school sweetheart.
It's delightful to be married, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby. You are papa, I am mama, such a charming family.
It's delightful to be married, to be married. For the heart will be unruly if it really loves one truly. And your life will not be lonely, for I love you, I will love you only. You will be my loving husband, I will be your loving wife.
To be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby. You are papa, I am mama, such a charming family. It's delightful to be married, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And our life will not be lonely, for I love you, oh, I love you only. You are still my schoolboy husband, and I am your schoolgirl wife. It's delightful to be married, to be
Giselle McKenzie with Richard Maltby of Ripon, Wisconsin. Danny Kaye. Music of the Stars.
It's not the beat of a jungle drum that makes my heart start to dance, but the urge to merge that begins to surge when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamen leaves me mum. No potentate rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. So it's nice to be a man among men, go hunting and fishing and swimming. Yes, nice to be a man among men, but nice among women. So take the yo-ho-ho and the winds that blow on some Antarctic expanse. You can have that snow pile, but I'm no dope. I'll go dancing to the rhythm of a new romance. Some people like to stray to faraway places and look. Some people say that they like to get into bed with a book. Some like the chunk of a Chinese junk. For me, no Chinaman's chance. Keep the foreign heat, keep the laurel wreath. Gonna eat my cake while I still have teeth and dance to the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamen leaves me mum. No sarcophagus.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. Yes, a new way to new love can always be seen. No few can successfully wend it. Anyone can begin to begin. Give me a man who can end it. So if your love grows dull, if you hit a lull, why sit around in a trance?
When your world gets flat, as Columbus found, when you hit new ground, then it will go on. So dance, yes, dance, dance to the rhythm of a new
The summer knows, and unashamed, she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you
Rosie Clooney, Michelle Legrand, Summer 1942.
The summer knows, the summer's wise, she sees the doubt within your eyes, and so she takes her summer time, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger, twist the world round her summer. Lesson well, there's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall.
Woody Herman, Rosie Clooney.
And that house up there, that was her house. And nothing from that first day I saw her, and no one that has happened to me since, has ever been as frightening and as confusing. For no person I've ever known has ever done more to make me feel more sure, more insecure, more important, and less significant.
In everyone's life, there's a summer of 42.
Morning, everybody. The music of the stars rolling to an end on this first Sunday of summer. Pretty name, isn't it? Summer. As soon as I said it, I thought about yesteryear. It's got that sound, that ring to it, the way the vowels come together. Summer. Say it, summer. See what I mean? Enjoy it with us Sunday mornings. The music of the stars. Music of the stars. Thank you. This may be one of the saddest songs ever written. Forgotten Dreams.
They keep returning through years of yearning. No matter how you try, forgotten dreams won't die. You think it's over forever, over, and then a voice will sigh, forgotten dreams won't die. Somewhere in the crowded place, though she isn't there, you see her face. Somewhere you will hear her name, and suddenly you'll know that the thrill is still the same. You're still remembering the thrill. One day you loved her, one day flame still burning. Though love has said goodbye, forgotten dreams won't die.
Michael Parrish. Is that over? Is that it for another show?
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were mine. Tender eyes that shine. My way tonight. I'll see you in my dream. They will light my way
Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
I'll see you again tonight. I'll hold you again tonight. Ooh.
I'll see you in my dreams.
I'll see you tonight.
Hold you. Your charms, lips that once were mine, tender eyes that shine, they will light my way. I'll see you in my
away from me. sadness in the world.
This is Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network. America moves into summer, and with it come the exciting sounds. Some sad, but that's the idea. It makes us think, doesn't it? The Great American Songbook. And until we meet again next Sunday, keep your dreams alive.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
And reach for the stars. Programs or podcasts. If you'd care to hear an older one, just check it out right now. Everything's recorded at civicmedia.us.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Over 16 hours after word that the U.S. bombed and shot missiles at three Iran nuke sites, bold praise from Trump officials, cautiousness or no reaction from allies in Mideast nations. The U.S. does not aim for regime change in Iran, says Secretary of State Marco Rubio, accusing Iran of using diplomacy to buy time.
They think they're cute. They're not cute. And they're not going to get away with this stuff. Not under President Trump.
Rubio on Fox News Sunday. On ABC's This Week, our Jonathan Carl asking Vice President J.D. Vance.
The big question, is the United States now at war with Iran?
No, we're not at war with Iran, John. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program, and I think the president took decisive action to destroy that program last night.
Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut, top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
The worst-case scenario is that, the Iranians have a lot more missiles than we think they do, and we end up with dead soldiers and sailors in the region.
This is ABC News.